This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1983.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hey ho, and away we go on another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. And we'll have to really move along quickly to get everything in today, including a poem by Susie, a trip down memory lane, and of course, a story. It's called The Way You Sound. Have you ever tape recorded your voice and then listened to what you sound like? Well, the girl in today's story does just that, and boy, is she ever surprised. Well, let's get right to our music makers and hear the way they sound. Let's start out with a bright chorus that just about everybody knows, the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Now, using that same tune, the cousins are going to spell a whole bunch of other words. Put your thinking caps on. See if you can guess what the cousins are spelling. Ready?
I'm H-A-P-P-Y. I'm H-A-P-P-Y. I know I am. I'm sure I am. I'm H-A-P-P-Y. For an S-A-V-E-D. I'm S-A-V-E-D. By the Savior's blood, His precious blood. I'm S-A-V-E-D.
Good spellers, did you get all of those words? Here's a good old-time chorus that's been around since your old Uncle Charlie was a little boy. Wide, wide as the ocean.
Wide, wide as the ocean.
Let's do one more old-time chorus. Come on, sing along. Rolled away, rolled away.
Rolled away, rolled away, rolled away.
If we remember all that the Lord has done for us, it ought to make us happy, even though things around us aren't so good. That's the idea behind this good poem by our Susie. Let's listen.
I saw a little bird one day, 'twas sitting on a wire. The air was cold and frosty, and one longed for the fire. The little bird stretched wide his beak, and melody flowed out. He didn't seem to mind the cold, just sang and looked about. From out his feathered throat there came a song of pure delight. The wind blew hard, the snow swirled by. He sang with all his might. I bowed my head and said, "Dear Lord, make me like that small bird. When things are cold and drear, O Lord, please make my song be heard. If I can sing when harsh winds blow and things are drear and cold, I'll be of help to kinder hearts who've almost lost their hold. Lord, give me courage to sing out. though skies above seem gray. And may I, like the little bird, help make a happy day.
It's great that we know the Lord Jesus, but how about getting the word out to others? Did you know that one of the reasons the Lord Jesus leaves us here on this earth after we are saved is so that we might share the good news about Jesus and his love with those who do not know him? And if we don't tell others, who will? Who will tell them? That's the question Becky asks us in her song. With that good song in mind, let's take time right now to pray together.
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Lord Jesus, so many times we talk to our friends about just about everything, about ball games and about the weather and about the food we like to eat. But we don't take time to talk to them about you. And that's the most important thing we could ever talk to anyone about, is their relationship with Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help us not to be afraid. We thank you for this time together with our friends around the world, and I pray your blessing upon each one, especially those who do not know you as Savior, that they might come to trust you and love you too. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And when we come to know Jesus as Savior, and when we tell someone else and they know him as Savior, that means that Jesus and us, well, we're not strangers anymore. Listen as Missy, Melinda, and Amy tell us more about it in their good song.
For he's my friend.
Maybe you're saying, but Uncle Charlie, I'd like to share the good news with others, but I'm so little, I can't do anything. Well, if that's your feeling, then you need to listen to this good scripture and then the song by Mary Beth.
1 Corinthians 1:26-29. For
your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. One little rock from a little slingshot brought Goliath to the ground. One little prayer from the prophet there, the rains came tumbling down. A million little raindrops put all Noah in the ark. And one little word from God above brought light into the dark. But when you add them up, they're bigger than all the big things in the world. One little blow from a little red horn turned Jericho to dust. One little push from Samson caused a temple walls to bust. A few small loaves and fishes fed the people by the sea, and one little word from Jesus, come the Sea of Galilee. Little things, but when you add them up, they're bigger than all the big things in the world.
And now it's time for... mostly girls on our program today. So as we take today's stroll down memory lane, reaching way back in time to an old Children's Bible Hour broadcast, we're going to go all the way back to the year of 1946. And we're going to hear from four young fellas known as the Nephews. And they're singing this bright song, Never Gonna Leave My Heavenly Home.
I had wandered far away in sin, never gonna leave my heavenly home. When the pearly gates I've entered in, never gonna leave my heavenly home. No, no, no more roam, never gonna leave my heavenly home. No, no, no more roam, never gonna leave my
Well, there you have today's trip down memory lane, and those were the four nephews from way back in 1946. By the way, you can tell that the fellows and girls on Children's Bible Hour in those days were quite a bit older because they had a few basses and some other deep voices. And we'll hope to have another trip down memory lane again in the future as we listen to soloists, trios, quartets, duets, instrumentalists, and others who've been a part of our program over the years. Well, let's get back to the present, and let me remind you to send for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. You see, I want you to have Keys for Kids. There are so many thousands of families using Keys for Kids all over the world. There's a church in Tennessee that incorporates Keys for Kids in daily devotional guides for their juniors. There are families using Keys for Kids to start some good discussions about the stories and the lessons taught in Keys. It's designed to be read to kids or by kids. And of course, there's a devotional reading, a story, a How About You section, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for each day for the 2 months. A copy is yours for the asking. Help with printing and postage is much appreciated these days, but it's not necessary because I know some of you can't afford anything and I still want you to have it. So, write and ask for Keys for Kids. Here's the address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now, just before that good story called The Way You Sound, we're going to listen to Doug this week as he has our go-along with the story song, Cleanse Me, O God.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled The Way You Sound.
Boy, Mother, look at all the snow that fell last night.
Yeah, the radio said we got about 3 inches.
It's so white and smooth. As soon as breakfast is over, I'm going out sliding. I'll build a couple of bumps to fly over like we did last year. That's real fun. Dad, will you go tobogganing with me?
No, not right away, Joyce. I've got a little work to do in the car. If I'm through in time, I'll join you.
Oh, I guess you have baking and other things to do, don't you, Mom?
Not too much. I'd like to get out in the fresh air. If you'll straighten the bedrooms and help with the baking, I should be through in about an hour.
But I want to go right now. I'll call Ellen and see if she can come. You got here fast, Ellen. Isn't it neat? I went clear across the neighbor's driveway the last time I went down. Let's build some bumps on the hill to fly over.
Later, Joyce. I want a few rides first.
But it will be more fun with the bumps.
I wanted to try it this way first.
Okay, I'll go down with you.
No, let me go down alone.
Oh, go ahead. Hey, here come Tim and Jerry. Hey, guys, how about helping me build some bumps on the hill?
Not me. I want to slide, not work.
Those things are dangerous. You can get hurt that way.
Oh, it's fun. I never got hurt, and I did it lots of times. I'll build one myself.
Not while I'm here.
What do you mean? Whose hill is this?
Come off it, Joyce. Your dad said we could slide here any time.
That doesn't give you the right to boss me. I'm gonna go tell him. Dad, Tim and Jerry won't let me build a bump on the hill. Jerry says he might get hurt, the sissy.
Well, he could be right, Joyce. Oh, let them alone. You can have your way another time.
But, Dad, it's my hill.
The hill wouldn't be much fun if you had to play alone. Now get along with them or go inside.
Ellen, want to come in and see my new Barbie doll?
Sure. I like to get warmed up a while.
Let those kids have the hill if they want everything their way.
Jerry might be right about the bump, Joyce. He said he saw a kid gash his face open after flying over a bump. It wouldn't be fun if anyone got hurt.
Come on inside. Nobody got hurt last year.
Mmm, it smells good in here. Oh, hi, Mrs. Eldreth.
Hello, Ellen. Would you like a cookie?
Sure. Thanks. Is that ever good. Could I help you put the dough on the cookie sheets?
Sure. Just leave your coat and hat on the chair.
I thought we were going to play in my room.
But this won't take long, Joyce. It's fun.
But it isn't what we planned to do.
Let Ellen enjoy herself.
Oh. Hey, look. There are about a dozen kids out there now.
They're having a good time. It's a beautiful day for it.
I'm going outside again.
Wait for Ellen, Joyce.
Why? She can come out when she's through.
She's your guest, and you'll wait for her.
Boy, I never thought it would take all morning to fix the car. How long till lunch, Mary?
Just long enough for you to wash up.
Good. I'm sure hungry. Where's Joyce?
She's in her room. Nothing seems to have gone right for her today.
I don't wonder. She's been crabby all morning.
I've been quite upset with her. Joyce, come set the table for lunch.
Mother, I'm listening to the radio. I want to hear this program.
And your father wants his lunch, so come right now.
Oh.
Well, did you have some good fun sliding this morning, Joyce?
The snow packed down good and all that. But nobody wanted to do anything I wanted to do. When I went back outside, they made me stand in line for my turn, just like I didn't live here.
Well, I could hear a lot of arguing while I was in the garage.
Dad, you should stop those kids from taking over when they come here. They act like they own the place.
I thought you wanted them to come.
I do, but...
I'll tell you what. I have to run out for a while. Your mother can set up the tape recorder for you, and you go in your room and you make a tape of all the things you weren't pleased about this morning. When I get back, we'll listen to it, all right?
Good.
Well, are you all set, Joyce?
She's just been sitting here waiting for you.
Okay, turn the tape recorder on.
Well, first of all, I wanted Dad to go tobogganing with me, but he couldn't. Then I wanted Mom to, but she had to beg. Then Ellen came, and I wanted her to help me build bumps on the hill, but she wouldn't. And then I wanted Tim and Jerry to do it, and they got bossy with me. Then I wanted Ellen to play inside with me, but she helped Mom instead. Then I wanted to go out, and Mom made me wait for Ellen. When I did go out, I wanted to...
Is that all of it?
That's enough.
Joyce, those last two words...
I know. I use them a lot.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a lot of things that you wanted. But the kids who came here wanted to have fun, too. Did you show them a good time and try to please them?
No,
And you didn't have a good time yourself, did you? Oh, Joyce, do you like the way you sound on this tape? Would you like anyone else to hear it?
Oh, no, Dad, please. It sounds different than I thought it would. I don't like it. That's why I shut it off.
But this is the way you sounded to others, and this is the way you sounded to God. You see, Joyce, you weren't trying to please him or anybody else this morning. You didn't really deserve to be happy.
I'm sorry. Please, please don't let anybody else hear that tape. I'll try to be nicer. Honest, I will.
You'll need God's help, Joyce. You can't do it alone. First, you must confess it as sin, and then each day, ask him to keep you from being selfish.
I will, Dad. I do confess that I've been mean and selfish. And now, please, could you get those words off that tape?
Mm-hmm. We'll just back it up. And start it again. And now the words are disappearing from the tape just that quick.
And quicker than that, Joyce, your sin is gone. In the Bible, the Lord said these words, I, even I, am he who blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. And in 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I know that verse, Mom, but I never realized how it worked. Because I believed Jesus and confessed my sins, they're gone. and I'm clean, just as clean as that new snow out there. I'm going to call those kids and tell them I'm sorry, and that I won't be mean to them anymore.
Good, you do that, Joyce. For you see, although we have erased the words you said from this tape, Ellen and the boys still remember what you said to them today. You know, even God himself can't take back a word once it's spoken.
That's right. But I think things should start sounding better around here.
They will. I'm glad God has forgotten it, but I'll never forget that tape. When I start to say something mean, I'll think of how it would sound recorded. And with God helping me, I won't say it.
One time I was teaching a children's neighborhood Bible club, and I took my tape recorder along. I went up to each one of the children, and I had them say something really mean into the tape recorder, and then I played it back for them. You should have seen the look on their faces when they heard what they sounded like. But you know something? Others have to listen to us all the time. So let's ask the Lord to help us to guard our lips. Remember what was said in the story, even God himself cannot stop a word once we've spoken it. Well, time's up for today's visit. I hope you enjoyed the program. Don't forget we're here to help. If you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you'd like help doing that, you write to me and say, Uncle Charlie, I'd like to know how to be saved, and I would be so glad to write to you. If you have a problem, a prayer request you'd like to share, be sure to write. And, of course, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids. A copy is yours for the asking, so write today. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Hey, I hope we'll see you again next week, and don't forget to invite someone else to listen. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.